Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by the PTA Thrift Shop and the YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined here in the studio by Tammy Pfeiffer, who is the executive director and co-founder, right, of an organization called Boomerang, which is really, really cool, and you ought to hear more about it. So, Tammy, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
So, tell us about Boomerang. This is an organization that's been around for 12 years. It's served thousands of kids in Orange County, and it addresses a problem that has really been very much in kind of the news focus, especially in recent years.
Right. We have been around for quite a while. We lived in the YMCA, the lovely YMCA in Chapel Hill, for many years, and this is our third year as an independent nonprofit. We still are great friends with the Y. We go over there every day for exercise, so we're happy to be connected to them as well. But our mission is to inspire youth to bounce back from challenges and move towards positive change. We saw a need in the community for young people who were being suspended from school. Often these kids' behavior is usually a communication of a need, and we were having them go out into the community, be at home, and not address any of those problems. So we decided to start this program where they could come be in a positive, strength-based environment and find ways to re-engage with school when they return.
That's awesome. And I know, like, growing up, and I'm sure people out there listening have had this experience too, of growing up and you're going through school and it's just sort of taken as a given. Oh, you get in trouble, you get suspended, and you spend 2 or 3 days or a week or however long home from school. And no one ever thinks, oh, is that a good approach to the problem?
Like, right.
You've got someone who's going through trouble, they need help, and instead of giving them help, you're just sending them home,
right,
to sit there for a week and not get an education or anything like,
right,
that.
Right.
So.
And research shows that kids who are suspended are 10 times more likely to drop out of school or be retained in a grade.
Yep.
So obviously that method doesn't seem to be like the one that works the best. So we partnered with the schools, Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, and they've been great partners with us because they too want to do something different with the students who are struggling. And so they come to us, and when they're with us, they don't get an out-of-school suspension mark on their record. We save them from that, and they get an in-school suspension, more like an in-school suspension,
right,
mark.
Right.
And that gives us a chance of starting a different story and not one that's going to hang with them and impact them in the future.
So a kid gets in trouble, they get quote-unquote suspended, but then they get sent to you. What is the program?
Right. So we know that relationship is everything. So we work really hard to build positive and connecting relationships with the young people. And then we focus on their strengths. Yes, they made a mistake, but that is not who they are. That is something they have done, but it's not a definition of who they are. And we get to learn all the amazing things that these kids want to do. And also some significant challenges that they are trying to overcome, whether it's in the community, in their home, or maybe they're new to the area or to the country, or maybe they have significant learning needs. So those are things that need to be looked at and addressed and identified, or they need to have resources to manage those so they don't end up in a behavioral situation at school again.
That's really cool. Speaking with Tammy Pfeiffer, Executive Director of Boomerang, and you've got two different programs, right? There's the alternative to suspension, and then there's another big one.
Yes, it's called Continuing Connections. We wanted to find ways to stay connected with young people that we met through alternative to suspension, and also to provide different opportunities for young people to learn social and emotional skills that can help build them to be successful in school and not end up suspended. So we do a lot of things in the community, like we provide an enrichment activities that where kids can get community service or service learning hours. We recently painted the Bowling Creek Tunnel that was pretty new. Yes,
yeah.
With an artist. We had kids come out there and contribute to that. We work with Empowerment Inc. They have a Career Explorers program that they run every summer, and every Friday they come to us and we work on career and future goals and how to interview and how to get jobs and define what they want to do in the future and be successful at college. We've partnered with Family Success Alliance. Next week we're having a middle school boys camp or boys and girls middle school camp at our building to get kids ready to go back into school. So yes, we help kids when they're in crisis, but we also help kids so that they can be successful and be engaged and connected to school.
That is so much.
Thank you.
That's incredible. Okay, so how did this start? Like, you co-founded this. Like, what was the inspiration?
Well, I was working in the public schools as a behavior skills counselor and working individually with young people that were struggling behaviorally. And somebody came to me and a past coworker and said, what can we do to address the issue of suspension? And it was like a blank slate for us. And we were so excited because we knew we had to take a different approach, which was a strength-based approach, a positive approach. And actually, 12 years ago, that was new to people. And they were a little bit confused by that. What, you're going to make kids feel good when they're in trouble? But we find that kids need to feel good and see themselves in a positive light if they're going to make positive change. If they feel like everyone is labeling them or seeing them as the quote-unquote bad kid, it's hard to make changes to the positive things in their lives. So we work hard on that, those strengths, and building a kid up and giving them the skills that they need to be successful at school.
Where was Boomerang in terms of kind of the alternative to suspension movement? Because this is something that I've heard more about in the last couple of years, but I know that I wasn't hearing about it in 2006.
Right. So I feel like we're now in the wave of everything coming out, and something that I'm sure a lot of folks have heard about is restorative practices, restorative justice. And that is, those tenets have always been alive in what we do at Boomerang. And we are working with our schools to bring those activities and those ways of perspectives of working with young people into what we do so that they can fold back into that at the schools. So I run a boys group. Another continuing connection activity that we do is I have a boys group at in Orange County Middle School, and we use a restorative practice model, and we meet in a circle every day, and we check in and we talk about struggles that they're having or ways that they can manage struggles. And it's been a great experience, and it's something that they're trying to fold into their schools. So we try to find ways to fold into that movement that is happening in the schools as well.
And since 2006, you've worked with more than 2,800 kids just in Orange County. What are some of the changes that you've seen, or the differences that you've seen made in the lives of those kids?
Well, I've seen a lot of changes in the individual kids that we have met. I've seen kids graduate high school. I always say there's some kids that we're going to see one time, and that's all they need. They just need a little tune-up and a check-in. And then we see kids sometimes multiple times, and that's because they are pretty disengaged or they are dealing with some really hard things outside of school, and they need that place to come back to when they fall, to get back up. I think of a young person that we served probably at least once every year from middle school all the way through graduation, but he made it to graduation. And I know part of that was because he had the safe place to come back and regroup and figure out what his goals were when he had that fall. We saw another young lady, and she came to us when she got suspended in 12th grade. She got into a fight. We sat down, we talked about her goals in a really deep, thoughtful way. She left us. 5 years later, she knocked at our door and said, I went to college, I went to graduate school, and now I want to give back, and I want to volunteer and do program activities with the kids here at Boomerang because you guys were a changing point in my life. So sometimes it's just that one time, and sometimes you need to have that connection with kids over time. So I've seen many individual changes. I do want to see, though, more change in the community. Mm-hmm. That is something that we will always be pressing for. And I know that the schools are working on it, and I know other community nonprofits are. There are still gaps in our education system here in Chapel Hill and in Orange County. There's also some disparity between the kids that get suspended and the kids that don't. Mm-hmm. And we need to come together as a community to address those problems. And we are, and I want to see change, and hopefully we will see change soon.
We've got Tammy Pfeiffer here in the studio. I want to talk to you forever. We've got to
yes.
get to Kids Q in a second, but before
okay.
we do, more information on Boomerang. If people want to find out more, or if people want to reach you, where can they
yes,
find
we have
you?
A website, Boomerang Youth org, and you can look us up on Facebook or on Twitter. We have an event coming up in October that hopefully we can talk about here at this lovely WCHL. And we're going to do that at Smith Middle, and it's Sunny Kelly. It's a wonderful presenter who has a one-man show, and we'll tell you more about it as those things come up. But tell people about Boomerang. We've been around for a long time, but we need more more knowledge in the community about what we're doing. We want more support, so look us up, call us up. If you want to volunteer during academic time, we'll take you.
Awesome. BoomerangYouth.org, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so head online and check that out. We got Tammy Pfeiffer here in the studio. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I think I am.
All right, everyone get around the radio. This is for all. Here is today's question. It's actually a two-parter. Do you want to be famous?
Oh, goodness.
And what would you be famous for?
Oh, goodness. I actually would not choose to be famous.
Okay.
Because
why
I
not?
Don't love a lot of attention.
Okay.
But if I were going to be famous, I would want it to be about something wonderful and crazy.
Okay.
So
wonderfully crazy.
Wonderfully crazy.
All right.
Like, I was famous because I had a special power, and every time I clicked my fingers, gold would appear.
That's
and I would
good.
Give that out to folks that, you know, all the nonprofits
oh,
in Chapel
man.
Hill.
You could go to like beat poetry readings
yes.
and just like money would be showering down.
I don't know. Okay, and then all right, there's another one. I have this secret desire. I cannot dance at all. But
okay.
If I could, I would
oh,
love
be
to
nice.
Be famous for dancing. Okay, yes, I would like that.
I like that.
I can't.
I'd be okay being famous for doing what I'm doing.
Well,
I don't think
that.
I want to be any more famous
okay.
than I already am, though. Like
okay.
Two times every 3 months someone recognizes me, and that's exactly the level that I'm like, that's a really nice feeling. If I got that more often, it's like, that would be a little bit overwhelming real quick.
I think so too,
yeah.
I wonder what those kids would say right now if we had them here. I wonder what they're saying in their cars.
I don't know.
They probably want to be famous.
They probably do, but there's ups and downs to it
yes.
From what I've heard. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. And if you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. And don't forget to check out BoomerangYouth.org for more information on the Boomerang program and how you can get involved. Tammy Pfeiffer, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For being with us today.
Okay.